First of all, why has there been this decision to cease the international group's operation?
Well, it's really a mark of changing times. I've been involved with the international group since it was first formed, and that must be just over 10 years ago now. And it's always been an interesting group in the fact that its reason for coming together was not only to support members back in the early 2000s, but very much to get involved in supporting the growth of the IOSH international strategy.
Okay.
And it's surprising. 10 years doesn't sound a long time, but an awful lot has changed in IOSH over that period of time.
Yeah.
And if we look back on some of those areas and issues, it's really interesting to see how it really has evolved, and the whole remit of IOSH's engagement internationally, its networks, its position in the global safety community has grown tremendously, and so has the membership of IOSH globally. And it's now time to re-challenge what the members need and how best to serve the needs of IOSH moving forward.
Yeah, and how will this affect IOSH members then?
Well, it shouldn't is the short answer to that.
Okay.
Because what we've seen in this changing pattern, if you don't mind me going back to the history, it's that element that says that we can see the growth in the groups. So we've moved into very strong subject matter group areas, whereas international, when it first came together, was really a voice to allow people who are engaged either through being based and living overseas, working overseas, or working with international companies to come together and provide a format for educating other people who wish to go abroad, putting information into IOSH's strategy. And we can see over a period of time that the branch networks have grown, that engagement through the groups is there. And so the same degree of interaction is there, if not more, probably greater than it's been over the last few years.
Yeah.
And the reason for having a purely international group that doesn't have any geographical remit or now even a specific area of specialization in the subject matter experts, it started to be overtaken by natural evolution through the network and branch movements.
All right, okay, not a problem. And I guess what are the benefits for members to this new strategic emphasis, really, the fact that, you know, international participation is across all sorts of facets of IOSH, not necessarily just the international group?
Well, I think, I mean, they're multiple. They get far more focused attention. They still have the opportunity to engage with IOSH at a corporate level, if you like. And if they find that there are issues that they're interested in, opportunities they think IOSH should bring forward, in areas that we should engage with stronger, they can always drop people like Chris Hayes a note. They can engage with their networks and contacts. So those communication paths still remain open.
Of course.
And what I don't want to do is let people or let members think that by this group now coming to the end of its life cycle, that it means that IOSH's focus internationally is dropping. It isn't. The exact opposite is true.
Mm.
And there's been some major successes. If we look at the work that through subsets of the international group into what we still refer to as the accession countries, where people remember the growth of the European Union. Lots of engagement there at national level with governments, with like-minded safety organizations and bodies, trials of new models through education. And that's in itself a microcosm, because there we've seen the focus moving into things like the construction group and the rural group and education, where individuals in Europe are after very specific sets of knowledge and engagement rather than the more general awareness of what's happening. So we've gone past that awareness stage into now the next level of maturity, which I see as the, you know, the specific areas of support that individuals need.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, there's a bit of difference now about health and safety, particularly in an international context.
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? And I mean, I think what we're seeing is that globalization and the engagement of information and communications. And I'm really quite proud that Going back, we've had some great people involved in the international group, and just one, for example, Kathy Seabrook, who was heavily involved over the years, is now president of the American Society of Safety Engineers. And that shows that level of interaction that we're getting with like-minded companies through, you know, MOUs, through engagement, the sharing of information. You've only got to look at small elements. Just take one look at the work that IOSH has put into its websites. I mean, the current one's under a major revamp and growth. When we go back 10 years ago, things were much, much simpler.
Yeah.
And in fact, we were engaged in some of the very early trials of doing web broadcasts, of getting networks together on the web to share information and running seminars. And I can remember sitting in a little room in the Grange running a seminar over the internet with people engaging from the Falklands through China, North America. And this was state of the art at the time.
Yeah.
And nowadays, industry takes that for granted.
That's a bit of a norm.
So we can see how things have changed and grown so rapidly.
Yeah. And I guess finally, I mean, you know, to what extent do you see the move as a positive step for, I mean, obviously not only for IOSH, but for occupational health and safety?
Well, I think the positive step is that IOSH has settled on a what I would call a really proactive strategy. It is now embedded and engaged in all the main safety forums around the world. That doesn't mean to say it's in every safety forum or that it wants to be, but its next stage now is to capture on that baseline that's been established. The growth of membership will continue. The commercialization has to go hand in hand with that. And also that access now to the through those forums, through those networks, to the information and to influence where safety is moving, not just in a UK and European context, but on the world stage.
Yeah.
And it's one of the biggest and best organisations and the most capable one to deliver that, I believe.
Yeah, sure. Okay, then. Well, fantastic. Well, look, thanks for taking the time to speak to us today, David Anderson. Yeah, all the best. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, and all the best to everybody who's interested in the international space and working overseas.
Fantastic. Thanks, David.
Thanks.
Cheers.